The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this February 3rd, 2023. And, well, we have a lot tonight, and so we're going to get right into it. We have Courageous Craig as our producer tonight.
Good evening, everybody.
And we have way out yonder in Texas, the long, tall, none other than Chaplain John McTernan.
Hello, Pastor Ernie. I'm excited about the show tonight, and God bless you and everybody that's listening.
Well, thank you very much. And live here in the studio with me, we have Ron Hertz.
Good evening, everyone.
Right? I got it. Ron Ritz, okay.
Correct. H is out.
The Ritz.
Yep.
The Ritz, yep. We're at the Ritz. All right. Do you have any special music for us tonight, Craig, at all?
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. You ready, John? It's Ron's 60th birthday today. Are you ready, John? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ron. Happy birthday to you. There you go. You got it right. You're welcome.
43rd birthday, not 60th.
What?
43rd.
43rd?
Yeah.
Wait, are you sure?
I think that's what it is.
All right. Because that's not what your missus told me.
She likes to exaggerate.
Oh, does she? Yeah. Okay. All right. She got you. Well, we're going to get right into the message. The title of the message this week was, If the Foundations Be Destroyed, What Are the Righteous to Do? We always finished each message with an uplifting, positive message, passages of Scripture. And that's where we're going to be tonight. So, John, we're going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Would you read verses 17 through 21?
2 Corinthians.
Chapter 5.
5.
Verses 17 through 21.
Okay, let me get, I'm getting over there right now. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. It's that confounded electronic Bible.
I knew it. Now then, we are ambassadors.
I'm here.
Alrighty.
To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray to you in Christ's stead that be reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Amen. All right.
I finally got it. I did it.
You did. Now, remember what happened last week at this very time when we had some problems. So this week, if we go down on your end, we'll keep it up here and vice versa. And so if we should go down here on our side, just keep on going, John, until we get back up, okay?
Yeah.
All right, because we know that you're one of the ones now. It used to be like Larry Nichols. But now, whenever we have you on here, it's the same thing. They
really,
seem to want to. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You know why? Because you have a lot of interesting things to say. And so.
Yeah, the truth. It's the truth, Pastor Ernie. That's what's so interesting.
Yep. So now, starting with verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, new creature, the miracle, that's the miracle of regeneration, being born again and baptized by the Holy Spirit into the spiritual body of Christ. That's what it's talking about right there. Then he says, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. God has reconciled sinners to himself by virtue of what? The sacrifice of his son. Would anything else have done? In other words, was there anything else that would be acceptable to God to take away the sins of the people other than the totally, completely sinless sacrifice of Christ?
No.
Well, no, Pastor Ernie, because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So anyone that was born through the lineage of Adam, they have the sin nature. So there is nothing that they could do. I mean, everybody needs a savior, and then the wages of sin is death. So it took the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, because he was sinless, virgin born, sinless, only begotten Son of God. So that when he died, just as Scripture says, his sin was placed, our sin was placed on him, and then God gave us his righteousness. Amazing, Pastor Ernie. So when he died, he paid the penalty for our sin.
Amen. So it says we're ambassadors for Christ. So being ambassadors, if you're an ambassador to a country, if you and I go to a foreign country, do we have kind of special privileges as ambassadors?
Well, you've got immunity in that country, and you represent. Well, in our case, the United States. So our citizenship is from heaven, Pastor Ernie, from whence we look to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are ambassadors, really, of heaven here on earth, telling them the good news about the gospel.
So here now, if you're an ambassador, ambassadors were not to be placed under, well, any ordinances of man that are contrary to the teaching and the will of God. Is that not true?
Well, right. We should be representing heaven and living according to heaven, Pastor.
So, in that sense, we should be given diplomatic immunity. Like,
right.
Good example in the Bible.
Right.
Did Nebuchadnezzar end up giving Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego diplomatic immunity?
Yeah, and so did Darius with the Daniel and the lion's den.
Yeah, and so here, that's what we are actually to have that. This is what God is telling the world, is he not?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Here in these scriptures, we're ambassadors, yes.
So when he says, touch not my anointed, that means, again, we can't be replaced under pagan rituals, pagan laws. In other words, when they try to, for example, being a pastor, and the state tells me that I have to marry two sodomites, would that be a violation of that?
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
We're beyond reproach.
Okay. And so now, if our children are in public school system and they have the critical race theory and all of this stuff that they're teaching out there, should not our children be immune to that, have immunity against that?
Well, I think they shouldn't be in the public schools, Pastor Ernie.
You're absolutely right to begin with, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well, let's go over to... We're going to go over to Ephesians, and Ron's going to read on his birthday. Are you really 43?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere around there.
His wife told me he was 60. She got you.
Yes.
All right, Ephesians chapter 6, 18 through 20.
Okay. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth and boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
So, what is the mystery of the gospel? He's speaking something very specifically here. What is that mystery that he's talking about? Well, it's Christ descended into hell.
For 3 days.
He preached to those that perished in the flood. He returned to his own body in Joseph's tomb. He rose again on the third day. The graves were opened. The bodies of the saints that slept arose and ascended with Christ into the third heaven.
Was this to reconcile all the folks previous to Christ?
Yeah.
Well, so. The mystery, Pastor Ernie, wouldn't that be Jesus was incarnate too? That was sort of like the great mystery that he was going to become sin for us.
Well, that too, and then this specific thing also, the other part of that mystery is the fact that the Gentiles would be brought in to given as a special people, as those were the Jews, that we would be reconciled to Christ just like the Jews would be. And so, but in here, he's talking about the fact that Christ, this is what the Apostle Paul had referred to earlier. So, anyhow.
Now, what does he mean as an ambassador in bonds?
Well, he was in prison. This is one of the prison epistles. So, but now that has two, that too has two applications, because he was an ambassador in bonds to the Romans, but he was also in bonds as a bonds slave to the Lord Jesus Christ. He referred to himself as a slave for Christ.
Okay.
But we are to be what? We're not slaves, we're servants for the Lord, right?
Yes.
What's the difference between a slave and a servant?
Servant is voluntary, I would
say. Right. In that sense, we called upon the name of the Lord. We asked him to be the Lord of our life, didn't we?
Yes.
All righty. Very good. Okay. I'm gonna stop right there for tonight and make some fast announcements that we have. People are always asking about the schedule for the church. So let me just give you the schedule for the church. And that is this coming Sunday at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio. We start at 8:30 in the morning with an in-depth Bible study. The first Bible study goes from 8:30 to 9:30. Then the second one picks up at 9:30. That is Randy. Randy teaches that second one. And then the morning service starts at about 11:15. And then at 1 p.m., Pastor Fred Haig teaches his class, and he's always got a very, very interesting... Fred is one of our senior pastors. He always has a very interesting class. See, we're really into biblical literacy, aren't we?
Yes.
I mean, we really are into understanding the doers of the Word Baptist Church, folks. There's no greater source of knowledge and wisdom than God's Word, the Bible. And so we're really heavy duty into studying the Bible. And so, and then at this week at about 4 o'clock, we start with we have a class, The Bible and Current Events. Now, what's happening is Satanism is growing rapidly. It's spreading rapidly. It's all around you now. It's right here in Ohio. They're trying to get a big foothold like they did in New Mexico. You know what's going on in New Mexico, right?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. There's an abortion center in New Mexico that they're calling it Satan's Temple. And they're literally forming like rituals. Abortion becomes a ritual.
And so what has that done for the state of New Mexico?
Well, it's made them given over to Satan now. Are they going to outlaw abortion so they don't do it? Are they going to say you can't do abortions for religious purposes? So I think the Democrat Party thinks that's fine, Pastor Ernie.
They do, because Satanism now is the actual religion. It is the actual religion of the Democratic Party right now. Satanism is. And so then that makes New Mexico. Now, they've got a very, very wicked governor there, don't they?
Yeah. We don't hear too much about New Mexico, but do you know, Pastor Ernie, that Albuquerque is one of the most, it might be the most violent city in the United States and the highest murder rate?
I didn't think it was. I knew it was up there, but I didn't think it was one of those with the highest rates.
Yeah, it's right up there. In fact, it was listed in the top 10, 50 most dangerous cities in the world.
Wow. Do you remember? I'm gonna age us, John. Do you remember some years ago when you had that fellow called Red Ryder on television? He hit with the cowboy. Do you remember Red Ryder?
No, I don't, Pastor Ernie.
Is that the one named for the BB gun?
Yeah. But Red Ryder he was the guy that the guy that played Paletta. That used to be on television, the guy, the detective with a parrot. Do you remember him?
I don't think
series. I think it was Paletta. Beretta, whatever.
Not Beretta.
Beretta,
okay, yeah.
The guy that played Beretta, the one who they accused him of killing his wife.
Yeah, he was on the Little Rascals, too.
He was that, but before he was on the Little Rascals, his name was Little Beaver, and he rode a pony, a paint pony, and he had a little bow and arrow when he was a kid, and he rode with a guy who was Red Ryder. And the reason I said all that is because he used to sing this song, going down the trail to Albuquerque, and then they would go into Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's where everything was taking place back in those days. So Albuquerque's not the same as it was, is it?
No, Pastor Ernie, I'm trying to think of the time frame. I'm going to say in the 1980s that I can remember Albuquerque was one of the places to go to retire. If you wanted a sort of like a inexpensive cost of living, and you could get houses relatively cheaply and all of that to retire, Albuquerque was the spot, but not anymore. Not anymore, Pastor.
What about the states, John? Okay, what's happening here in Ohio right now, like where we live out here? It used to be a house would go on the market to be on the market sometimes a month. I knew when the house was on the market for almost a year. Nowadays, a house goes up for sale, it's usually gone in a day or two. Very, very rare is it, does it last more than a day or two here. And do you know where all of these people are coming from?
The reason for that, Pastor Ernie, is Ohio right now is one of the top five most desirable states to move to. It's Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Ohio, and I don't remember the fifth one. But, yeah, for whatever reason, Ohio is very desirable. So you probably have a lot of people moving there from Michigan and, I guess, New York and Philadelphia.
New Jersey. They're coming in from New Jersey.
Yeah,
they're coming
New Jersey,
in from,
yeah.
From Pennsylvania, yeah. From Philadelphia,
yeah,
out
Philadelphia.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming in. And from California, we have people coming out here. Now, it can't be for the weather, John, that's for sure. No. But
it's like 10 degrees today.
It's like right now it's 10 degrees out there, and where we live, it's out in the snow belt. So we sometimes get really hit hard. But let me tell you what I believe it's all about. We have a very, very strong Tea Party movement in Ohio, probably one of the strongest Tea Party movements in the entire country out here. In other words, but we're fighting. We definitely have our enemies out here. One of those is NOAACA. And NOAACA is the Ohio version of Agenda 2030, or it used to be Agenda 21. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So this is what we have here in Ohio. In fact, I wanted to see. Oh, and let me just read you this here very quickly, if I can get it. Well, there you go. I can get it bigger on my phone where I can just pull it down, a letter that they wrote. Now, this is a letter from NOAACA, the board of directors members, on February 2nd, from John H. Hammercheck, the president of NOAACA Board of Directors.
Was he the Lake County commissioner?
I think he may be, yeah. And so here, it says safety and security at NOAACA meetings. And I'm going to tell you what they wrote, and then I'm going to tell you what really happened. As you are aware, we had approximately 50 people attend our January 20 board meeting in protest of the development of the Climate Action Plan. Although NOAACA encourages public participation, we have specific process for such engagement. Unfortunately, the process was not respected at that meeting. However, several board members and staff observed and heard hate speech and gestures from some of the individuals in attendance. Let me tell you, if there was hate speech, okay, it was coming from their side. I was one of those people that was there, and I was there to report on what happened, and that's what I'm doing right now. Any hate speech was coming from their side. Let me tell you what they did. You signed in if you wanted to speak. Each person would get about 3 minutes to speak, and you would sign in. Well, guess what? They just so happened to lose the sign-in sheet. But here, NOAACA is Agenda 2030, or it used to be Agenda 21. These people are the globalists. They're affiliated with the World Economic Forum and also the World Health Organization. They're all a part of that. NOAACA, they go on to say, NOAACA is concerned for the safety and security of persons in attendance at our meetings, and we will not tolerate such behavior. We have taken action by filing an incident report with the Anti-Defamation League.
Good grief.
Okay. So
what about the ACLU?
Okay, that's all you need to hear right there, right, John?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, that's enough to know who they're in bed with.
Absolutely. So these are communists to the bone. I mean, NOAACA is a globalist, communist, antichrist, believe me, very, very anti, very antichrist organization. They're corrupted to the bone. They're every bit as corrupt as the Democratic Communist Collective Party. So anyhow, that's what really happened. And they sent out this memo. I was there and there was no, there wasn't any hate speech at all from our side. Our people were very, very respectful. We asked, they didn't like to ask the questions. You know why? Nawaka, they have absolutely no authority in any way, shape, or form to deal with the environment. What's happened is several of their meetings lately, when people are aware, anytime that the people are aware of their meetings, they usually try to keep them toned down a secret. People show up and ask them just to leave. We don't want you in our county. We do not want you in our county. We do not want communism in our county. Just leave and leave the people alone. Because, John, these people are very shady. They work very shadowy figures undercover. And what they do is they're a bunch of unelected bureaucrats, and they use lobbying techniques, every kind. They're deep state. Let me just put it that way. They're deep state. So, and with that, we'll be back right after this. And with that, we'll be back after this.
Well, there's people on the left and people on the right, and there's people that's in between. You better hope you're right when you leave this life and bow before the King of Kings. Bow before the King of Kings.
Some say I'm a little bit too far right when I write and sing my song. But on Judgment Day before God's throne, I'd rather be right than wrong. Lord, I'd rather be right than wrong.
You say no one murdered more than Hitler did. Most people would say that's true. But over 50 million babies that were never born might disagree with you. Yeah, they might disagree with you.
Some say I'm a little bit too far right when I write and sing my song. But on Judgment Day before God's throne, I'd rather be right than wrong. We got a right to feel the way we feel. We got a right to make a stand. And I'm proud to say on my wedding day that my was not a man,
a great big ugly man.
Some say I'm a little bit too far right when I write and sing my song. But on Judgment Day before God's throne, I'd rather be right than wrong. Lord, I'd rather be right than wrong. Saved on Judgment Day, I'd rather be right than wrong. Lord, I'd rather be right than wrong.
Wrong, and so would Barb Ritz. Barb Ritz just texted me. And, well, she has a confession, and she says somebody here needs to repent. Who do you think that is, Ron?
Well, she says 60, I say 43, but she'll have to produce a birth certificate, and I know it's not out there because it wasn't made of paper. It's made on papyrus, so it fell apart.
All right, there you go. You hear that? She got him. He's 60 years old. 60 years old. Wow. All right, Big John. Listen to this. Now, there's a famous buyer for the billions. Was it $85 billion of U.S. weapons that were left behind in Afghanistan? Now, Jim, we keep hearing how Biden gave $85 billion worth of weapons. Oh, there were $85 billion worth of weapons. But do you think that the Biden crime cartel would give that to the Taliban without some of that money coming back to the Biden crime family?
Absolutely not, Pastor Ernie. That I wonder how much of that $100 billion that was given to Ukraine is in the pockets of Biden and his, you know, the whole hard, the deep state.
Oh yeah, you're. I've got a. I got an article here. I was watching Mulwinski on the news on the program, and he was saying how, talking about the war, and in that he says, and he was asking for, and he says, look, we can all make money. And in fact, I've got that article here, and I'll get to that hopefully in a while here. But now check this out. The Taliban wants to sell some of that $85 billion worth of weapons, okay? And guess who one of the very top bidder is? You've probably heard of him. His name is Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, that would be ironic.
Yep, Mr. Putin wants to buy those arms. Now you have guns, of course, thousands of guns, Humvees, helicopters, tanks. You've got the whole shooting match. $85 billion worth, and it's Mr. Vladimir Putin who happens to need some of that in the Ukraine. And remember how President Eisenhower warned us against the military, what was it?
Industrial complex.
And guess what? They had a big, big party over in Ukraine. And they were celebrating. In fact, I'll get to that here, to that article, hopefully in a minute or two. I got to find it.
You know, it's kind of interesting talking about these numbers. We're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars of corruption. And it dawned on me, because I was looking up censures and reprimands of our crooks in Congress. It was back in the late 80s, early 90s, they had what they called the House Post Office scandal, where they were actually
going to
the post office, write a $1,000 check, $10,000 check for a couple stamps, and then they would pocket the change. We're talking thousands of dollars then, and these people, some of them lost, you know, their seats in Congress, some of them got reprimanded or censured, but we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars here almost daily, and nothing happens.
Yeah, I know.
That's how far gone we've traveled.
Yeah, it's because people have gotten to the point where, you know, what happens is kind of like...
We expect it, almost.
Yeah, they're used to it. The rage is gone.
Yeah.
And their righteous indignation is only held by a very small percentage of us left that have righteous indignation.
Yes.
And, you know, and we're the ones that they look upon as the kooks, because we've kept our sanity, right?
Yeah, we expect them to be accountable.
Okay. Election under investigation after votes double counted. That's right. In the wake of a long list of suspicious circumstances surrounding the integrity of the 2020-2022 elections, officials in New Jersey have announced a formal investigation into the general election from Monmouth County. A statement from Attorney General Matthew Plotkin confirmed a full investigation is warranted based on the evidence at hand. Protecting New Jerseyans' right to vote in a free and fair election is paramount to our democracy, and ensuring the integrity of that process is essential. But, you know, it would be easier, instead of trying to find out, you know, where there was voter fraud, election fraud, it would be easier to find out where there wasn't.
Where it didn't happen, yeah.
Yeah, where it didn't happen, because it is so widespread in this country.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. It looks like Arizona and Georgia, I mean, these states are gone as far as election. And, of course, Pennsylvania with Philadelphia and other places are that Philadelphia's been corrupt, it seems like, forever, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, in fact, I have an article here, but you mentioned Georgia someplace. I have an article here on that, on the elections in Georgia. You have that. Yeah. You have that article. Go ahead.
So in Georgia, they call it Voter GA. So they're suing to prevent all Georgian voters' information from being shared with third parties outside the state. This is terribly dangerous. It's similar. It actually happened in Los Angeles County. This is the group that they subpoenaed Connick servers currently being held in Los Angeles County District Attorney investigators after the arrest of the Chief Executive Officer Eugene Liu. They were taking personal data and storing it on Chinese servers, and they're trying to pull that now in Georgia. So now they're suing to get all private data off any third party agencies outside the state.
We just talked about Carrie Lake there in Arizona. They're trying to prosecute, yes, Carrie Lake for exposing, for bringing out and saying, here they are, the thousands, what was it, 250,000 illegal votes, okay?
Yeah.
And so instead of the state prosecutors saying, okay, let's go after these people that have done the election fraud, they want to go after Carrie Lake for exposing, for bringing it out. That's how corrupt that is now in the state
of Arizona. That's why I was saying about Arizona being so corrupt, Pastor Ernie. If you get corruption at the attorney general and the governor and those that are in charge of elections, it's all over. The state will go completely Democrat and sealed. I don't know how you can get out of it.
Well, here in Ohio, one of the things that we've been fighting, and like I said, but we're very well aware of it, is the rhino problem you've got in Ohio. And you have the rhinos were actually mailing out flyers to Democrats, telling them to register as Republicans and vote in these Democrats, these Democrats that were running as Republicans.
In the primaries, yeah.
In the primaries, and... I mean, right in our county, in Geauga County out there, you know, which is a very conservative county, that's exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
The heads of the Republican Party. And so...
You mentioned how corrupt it is that the Carrie Lake is actually being prosecuted. It ironically, think back to Project Veritas when they exposed Planned Parenthood with the video of how they're harvesting baby organs. They exposed them. Instead of going after Planned Parenthood, they actually went after Project Veritas and made them pay $2.1 million to Planned Parenthood.
That's, yeah, it's as evil, upside down. Wicked, as wicked gets, isn't it? Ungodly,
yeah.
Okay. Big Pharma, mainstream media, the big tech, Intel, Zelensky, World Health Organization, Deep State, all working together to cover up bioweapons in Ukraine. This is what we've talked about. Now I'm looking at, I'm standing here, I'm holding, watching, looking at pictures of these big, big disposable containers for the bioweapons, okay? And here, blogger Jacob Chick, the war clandestine, is back on Twitter. Thanks to Elon Musk, who first broke the Ukrainian BioLabs story. And let me get into this BioLabs story. And that is here. It says, which Gateway Pundit was one of the only media reporters to report accurately. Now, Creech has released a Twitter thread detailing how World War III already started. COVID-19 was the first weapon fired. Creech said that he would address why U.S. establishment politicians are sending tanks, jets, weapons, equipment, and $100-plus billion to Ukraine. It has nothing to do with Ukrainian citizens. It has everything to do with the deep state assets and secrets in Ukraine. This is what we've been trying to tell people. And you keep seeing, even on Fox News, they run these commercials because we're Americans. We're supporting Ukraine.
Yeah,
I'm not supporting Ukraine. Okay,
no.
And I'm not supporting Russia, but I'm not supporting Ukraine either.
Okay? No, we can use the money over here.
Yeah, yeah. Now that I have everyone's attention, allow me to address why U.S. establishment's politicals are sending tanks, jets, weapons, equipment, $100 billion-plus. Again, he goes on to say the same thing. Flashback to 2005. Here's a picture of Senator Obama and Senator Lugar visiting former Soviet biological and chemical facilities in Ukraine and established the U.S. deep state routes to Ukraine to counter bioweapons. There's a picture of Obama here standing there with all of these empty containers. Now that I have everyone's attentions, allow me to address why U.S. establishments and politicians, you know, continue here. He goes on. Well, basically, you get the picture. What do you have, Big John? I know you have some articles there.
Well, Pastor Ernie, I did want to, it's a little out of order, but the way you're going, but I think we should discuss that the balloons there,
yeah.
Those Chinese balloons.
John, you don't suppose to think that those balloons could possibly carry a nuclear weapon, do you?
Yes. I don't think it's now. They would have probably used it already. I think it was a test. But just before the show, I looked at the news, and apparently, Pastor Ernie, the Air Force shot down one over Montana. And they don't know if it was the U.S. Air Force or the Montana National Guard, because Biden wouldn't authorize it. But there's another one up there, and you know, things are getting stories of that there is one in Canada and there's one someplace else.
Central America. There's one down in Central America.
Yeah, Central America, but there's more over the United States. And this is as serious as it can get, because if China did it, it's kind of, I would look at it as an act of war, because these are, they could be spy balloons, but also they can carry small nuclear weapons, and they can fly as high as 200,000 feet and ignite it, and that would add the electronic blast coming from it would wipe out all electronics for a huge area. So they could put 10 of these over the United States and take out half of the United States with them. So, yeah, this is like a trial run. So what are the Chinese doing with? Why are they doing this?
Well, first of all, look, it's their guy is in the White House. The guy in the White House is working for China. He's not working for us, okay? I mean, is there anyone who doubts that? He's gotten billions and billions. Now, my guess is this, and we talked about this a year ago, John, and we said if this was to happen, remember, we were talking about because you had these Chinese generals that were making a statement that they were going to invade America here. In fact, it was this year, I believe it was, in March or so. And that you would expect Austin and Milley to come out and say, we could not win a war with China, and we would suggest that we surrender. Okay? And I really think that is what they would like to do, because they're not on our side.
No, look what they've done to the military in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years with all the wokeness and all that stuff.
Since they've tried to, but since when Trump was in office, the military was being built up.
Correct.
When he was in there, when Biden came in, started tearing it apart. In fact, if Trump was in office, you wouldn't have any balloons flying over America.
No, they would have never got past our airspace.
No, they never would. But you're right, John. You know, I mean, they keep doing these things, and they know that Biden, you know, Biden's their boy. Biden is their boy. He's going to do what they tell him to do. And so, they could take out our entire... See, remember how... Trump wanted to harden the grid. That was one of his major things, was to harden the grid. And of course, the Biden, being the enemy of America, the enemy of freedom, he's a communist to the bone. He wants to weaken America. He wants to reduce us to third world status. And, I mean, that's just reality. And he's got the entire help and the entire cooperation help of the mainstream media. The mainstream media will betray the American people to the utmost, won't they?
Yes. And that, like John said...
Well, you can see the way they acted with COVID-19, Pastor Ernie, and the death shots. I mean, whatever the establishment said, whatever Fauci said and the others, they backed it up. No matter what evidence was produced, how dangerous these shots were, the side effects of them, and people dying connected with these shots, they refused. The media refused. They called it all a conspiracy theory. So they are already the enemies of the American people.
John, before one person had taken those shots, we were on the air telling people that they were experimenting with these new vaccines that they were calling that were not vaccines, okay, that these were bioweapons. We were talking about that before anyone had taken the shot. We had said that every one of the laboratory test animals died, every one died, and that they were going to go ahead, even though every animal died, and give these shots before anyone had taken them, and we were right. And now here it is, about 6 weeks ago or more, Cleveland Clinic came out, and they said that they're doing a study that people that have taken the shots were four times more likely to get COVID than those that weren't. Okay, so now if you're four times more likely to get COVID because of the shots, how many times are you more likely to die from COVID? Four times,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And so now
exactly.
Listen.
It weakens the immune system, Pastor Ernie.
Well,
that's exactly what it was designed. One of the things it was designed to do was to cripple the immune system, and then people could be subject to all sorts of other diseases because they couldn't fight them off. So that's what's happening now.
Well, right here in Cleveland Clinic, after doing that, after bringing that statement out, they're still promoting it. They're still encouraging people to take the poisonous poke. You know, I mean, that's the reality. In other words, it's like, ho-hum, you know, you people are la-la landers, you're clueless. All we want you to do is get sick or die, that's all. We're not asking that much. I mean, that's the mindset that's going on right here in Cleveland. And so, anyhow.
And it's still, Pastor Ernie, I don't watch the main media at all, but I'll see clips of it. And they're still calling us conspirators and conspiracy theories and lying about the COVID-19 and the death shot. It's amazing. It's amazing how sold out they are to evil, Pastor Ernie. So completely sold out.
You know, they are. They're completely sold out. But I want to give a heads up to Jim Jordan and Ted Cruz and Matt Gaetz and some of these, the senator from Kentucky, the doctor.
Rand Paul.
They're actually really going hardcore on the Communist Party. In fact, now I see that Jim Jordan is going to subpoena Christopher Wray put him under oath. He's going to be under oath and have to give a testimony. Now, you know what that means. Merrick Garland's going to be watching this, thinking to himself, okay, he's going to be under oath. He knows if he lies, even though he's the head of the FBI, he lies. He's going down. So Merrick Garland's got to be watching that, thinking, is he going to roll over on me, right?
Does he have the ability to take the Fifth?
I guess he would. I guess anybody could take the Fifth, but he's a public official, you know? Yeah, okay. Some of them refused to answer.
Oh, yeah. And I see there.
One guy under Obama. Do you remember what they call a Fast and Furious, where they were running the guns from the United States? The federal government was running guns from the United States into
Eric Holder. You're talking about Eric Holder.
Yeah, he refused to answer, and they held him in contempt, and no one did anything.
Do you remember? Well, what about this one? See, if you can tell me who this is. I don't remember. I can't remember.
It sounds like Clinton.
It was Hillary. I just can't remember.
Was that the Pretty in Pink? Pretty in Pink it was.
Yeah.
She wore the nice outfit.
Yeah, and she just couldn't seem to remember anything, yeah. Okay? And so...
I think Rush Limbaugh did a parody, Do You Remember a Day in September? He played it to that song.
Yeah, But again, there's always a double standard, and would... Trump, we've got to clean up the deep state. We've got to clean up the... We don't have an FBI. The FBI now is simply a criminal arm of the Democratic Party. They are not an independent intelligence agency. Yeah.
Mr. Ernie, just today it came out where the FBI wants to build its headquarters bigger than the Pentagon.
Yes.
Yeah. Like they're not doing enough damage already, huh?
Right.
And so it's unbelievable, just unbelievable what's happening out there today. We're going to be going up to a break here in a few minutes. When we come back from that break, there's a woman who has an internet program. Her name is Mel Kay, and she gave kind of an epic speech at the Clay Clark Convention just recently here. And she's fiery. She reminds me of Carrie Lake. And so we're going to play a little bit about that speech because she was hitting the nail right directly on the head. And I think what she was saying, reveals, the way we all feel, what we believe and what this radio program has been telling people. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be... bringing you some of that. Again, that's Mel Kay is her name, and that's going to be at the speech at the Clark Convention Center. How much time do I have before the break? Okay, well, we're coming up to the break. So, again, when we come back, just take us right back into the speech by Mel Kay.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.